This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, this is Katie Souza, and welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Today, I'm going to continue to share an unusual revelation with you that I began last week. I put a lot of scripture into this teaching so that you would know that it is biblical. And when you walk this teaching out, you're going to see a lot of fruit. When the Lord first gave me this revelation, I was in excruciating pain. I had been suffering from mysterious, unexplained body pains for many months. I tried everything, prayer, fasting, aspirins, vitamins, health drinks, stretching, ice packs, heat pads, back patches. I tried it all and nothing worked. Then one night I cried out to God with all my might and He gave me this revelation. He told me I had pride in my life. And that sin had wounded my soul and was allowing a specific demonic king to torment my physical body. Today I'm going to tell you who that king is and the specific steps you need to take to defeat him. Because the Bible says that if you try to lay a hand on this king, you'll remember the battle and you'll never do it again. Are you suffering from some kind of an unexplained pain? And no matter what you've done, it doesn't go away. Today could be your answer. Today could be the day that you get free from your pain. Okay, we're going to talk about a particular sin that wounds the soul and how it brings a specific king upon you. It's the sin of pride. If you look up pride in the dictionary, it means arrogant, disdainful conduct or treatment, and haughtiness, or an excessively high opinion of oneself. Pride is sneaky. We need to learn how to recognize it. And what we have to understand is that pride is more than just wrong. It can make you sick. It can wound your soul because it's a sin, and sin wounds your soul. And it can cause you to be attacked by a specific king, a despot spirit. Now, who are these spirits and who is their king? So let's first look at the spirits, okay? In Luke 10, it says this, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. So here's a promise from Jesus. Jesus said this, that we will never be able to be hurt by any snake or scorpion. Now, what is he referring to? It says, and the 70 returned with joy, saying, Jesus, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I've given you authority and power to trample on serpents and scorpions. See, so if you read this in context, they were just saying, wow, even the demons submitted to us in your name. And then he says, behold, I've given you power over snakes and scorpions. So if you read it in context, these snakes and scorpions that are referred to in the scripture are demonic entities. Amen? Satan appeared as a serpent in the garden, didn't he? Now, I don't know if he did it in the spirit or in the natural, but if he can take on that form of being a serpent, do you think other demonic entities can take on that form also? Yes? Okay. Now, what do these snakes and scorpions do to you? Well, let me ask you a question. Does Satan attack your physical body? Remember, he attacked Job, right? He put sores all over his body, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Satan did that to Job, didn't he? So Satan attacks our physical body, doesn't he? And Satan is called that old serpent. So do you think that the demonic entities underneath him, who are also serpents, could also attack our physical bodies? Now, what about the scorpions? What do? Well, they also attack our physical body. And there's proof in Revelations 9. So it talks about these scorpions here, that they would sting men and they would torment men for 5 months. What kind of torment? I looked it up.
The word torment there in the Strong's means, this is just a few of the meanings, to torture, to vex with grievous pain in the body and in the mind. These spirits are out to hurt you physically. And you're going to see they can do it because of what's in your soul. You're going to see that when you have pride in your life, that sin wounds you and enables these snakes and scorpions to torment you in your physical body and in your mind. Amen? Not too long ago, I was under a snake attack. What do I mean by that? I was having some of the most horrendous body pain that I've ever had. I mean, my whole body hurt, and the pain would move around. And it didn't matter what you did, it would continue to hurt, okay? You could go to the chiropractor, and it would hurt worse after you left. You could put a hot pad on or a cold pad on or take an aspirin or have a massage or whatever you wanted to try, and it would hurt worse afterwards. And finally, somebody on my team had a vision. They called me up and said, I just saw a big, huge boa snake wrapped around your entire body. I commanded the snake to leave, and it left. And this just kept on happening all day long. The snake would come. There'd be pain. I'd get rid of it. It would stay off for 20, 30, 40 minutes, and it would come back again. I was under a big old snake attack. And finally, I wake up, and I'm like, okay. If these snakes are there and they keep on coming back, then there must be something in my soul that's giving it the legal right. Otherwise, I'd be able to get rid of them and they would stay gone. Now, we've been talking about demonic kings, haven't we? And that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against despots. That's what the Amplified says, despots. Which is what? A tyrant king. Despots, powers, and master spirits. We're wrestling against kings and their kingdoms. These are the strong men that Jesus talked about in Matthew 17. Now, what does Jesus say in that verse? If you want to thoroughly ransack the strong man's house, i.e., if you want to get rid of every snake and every scorpion, you got to first bind the strong man. So that would mean that there's a strong man over these snakes and scorpions. And in order for them to get off, I got to bind him. Now, do you remember how you bind the strong man? What does the word strong man mean? It means one who has strength of soul to resist the attacks of Satan. So the way you bind the strong man is you get healed of the wounds that you have in common with that strong man. Right? You're with me, right? Okay. So here I am. I'm under this snake attack. And it came to a night that I was about to get ready to go out on tour. Nothing worse than going out on tour when you're under attack. So it's like 11:30 at night. I have to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get on the plane. And I'm in agony. I am in complete, torturous agony. Remember what the scorpions, they torment you, it says, and it means grievous pains in both the body and the mind. I was having that grievous pain. Big time. I was in such pain on my back that I had to lay on a pillow on my front and just sit there crying to God, saying, what is it, God? Help me. Help me. What is it? I've tried everything. What is it? Tell me what it is. And I have a vision right at that moment. Now there are scorpions lined up on my back with their tails like this going, sting, 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 sting. And I am in agony. And I'm like, God, you got to tell me what it is. I know you want to tell me what it is. See, that's the thing. We got to know that God wants to tell us. And so, just tell me what it is. Tell me what it is. And he goes, shh, I will as soon as you're quiet. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, what do you teach? And I go, I don't know. About the soul? About the king? What is it? What? And he puts this scripture in my mind. Ready for it? Remember, if I want to thoroughly ransack all the snakes and scorpions in the house, I got to bind the strong man, right? I got to find out who the king is over these snakes and scorpions, right? He puts this scripture in my mind. Job 41, and this is about a spirit called Leviathan. And this is what it says about Leviathan. Listen very carefully. It says, he beholdeth every high thing. He is the king over the children of pride. He's a king. You hear that? He's a king. The scripture says he's a king. Well, what is he the king over? Right? It says he's the king over the children of pride, but is he the king over these snakes and scorpions? Well, let's look at it. What does the Bible say about Leviathan? In verse 20, in chapter 27 of Isaiah, it says, the Lord will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent. Leviathan, that twisted serpent. What does it say in Psalm 74? It says, you broke the heads of the sea serpents in the water. You broke the heads of Leviathan in pieces. Wow, he's a big serpent. That would qualify him to be over the other serpents and scorpions, wouldn't it? And the Bible says that he is a king. I believe he is the king over these snakes and scorpions. And that if you want to defeat these snakes and scorpions who give you grievous bodily torture, mental torture, physical pain, then you got to first bind the strong man that's over those snakes and scorpions. Now, how do you bind this strong man? How do you bind Leviathan? Because I want to tell you something. You cannot just start rebuking, binding, casting down Leviathan. That's not how you battle Leviathan. Let me prove it to you. Ready? We're going to read Job 41. This is all about Leviathan. And it says this. Can you draw out Leviathan with a hook or snare his tongue with a line? Can you put a reed through his nose or pierce his jaw with a hook? Will he make supplication to you? Will he speak softly to you? Will he make a covenant with you? Will you take him as a servant forever? Lay your hand on him. Remember the battle and never do it again. No one is so fierce that it would dare stir him up. He who raises himself against him, then the mighty are afraid. The sword reaches him, but it cannot avail. Neither does the spear. He regards iron as straw and bronze as rotten wood. You hear that? This guy's impenetrable, man.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change.
There's nothing more satisfying than reading the testimonies sent in from prisoners around the world. Like the story of the man with an injured rotator cuff that was miraculously healed in one of our meetings. Afterwards, he jumped right into a faith-based program, and by the time he was released, he was radically on fire for God. Now you can be a part of making the next miracle.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking set, Soul Crossing, Taking Your Promised Land. With your gift of $25 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Soul Crossing.
How many times have you heard a sermon declaring you were taking your promised land, but it never happened? The story in Joshua 3 proves that you need to get your soul healed in order to take possession of your promised land. In this teaching, I show you how to do it. Plus, I've included a powerful soul-soaking disc to enable you to cross your Jordan and collect your inheritance.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
You don't pick a fight with Leviathan. You don't. It says if you do, quote, lay your hand on him, remember the battle, and never do it again. You don't bind Leviathan. You don't rebuke Leviathan. You don't cast Leviathan down. You know how you get rid of him? You get healed in your soul. He's the strong man, right? He's the strong man. How do you get bind the strong man? The word strong man means to become strong in soul, to have the strength of soul to resist the attacks of Satan. You get healed in your soul of everything in common with the strong man. Is there something specific that you need to get healed of in order to have dominion over Leviathan? What does it say in Job 41? He is the king of the children of pride. Pride is a sin that wounds the soul And it specifically allows these snakes and scorpions who are under Leviathan to attack you and cause you physical anguish, physical pain, grievous torture. He is the king over the children of pride. So I'm laying there in the bed, and I'm crying out to God because I am in agony. I can take a lot of pain, eh? I did 5 years in federal prison and spent my life on the streets. I can take pain. This pain was beyond. And I'm crying out to God, what is it? And he says, he is the king over the children of pride. And I knew, man. I got down off my bed. I got down on the floor and I went, oh, God, just heal me of anything in me that's has to do with pride. I don't even know what it is, but I just repent for any prideful thoughts I've had. If I thought that I was better than anyone else, or my ideas were better than anyone else, or if I had any prideful words where I cut people off, or said, you know, said that my stuff is the thing that we should do and your idea is not worthy of my time and I don't want to listen to your opinion because my opinion is better and you're wrong and I'm right and any of that stuff, God, heal it of me now. If there's anything in my heart that's prideful, if I've got pride in my ministry, pride in my revelation, pride in my husband, pride in my home, pride in any part of my life, heal me of it. Wash me clean of that sin and then heal my soul of the wounds that came from the sin of pride. And I just sat there and I just repented and repented and filled my soul with dunamis so I would become excellent of soul. And you know what happened? I felt the tangible presence of the glory of God. My face started to burn in the natural, started to burn. And I was like, yes, it's working. Yes. So I just kept repenting, and I just kept decreeing that my soul was being healed of every wound that came from the sins of pride. And you know what happened? As I just kept pressing into it, I felt more and more glory. And then pretty soon the pain just lifted, 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 and then was gone. We don't understand. You know, the Bible is full of instruction and admonition that we should not be prideful, that we should be humble. And you know what? Revelations like this are going to really make us want to actually do it. Because nothing will motivate you more than being attacked and being in excruciating pain. And since that time, man, I check myself every week. I'm like, God, do I have any pride in me? Anything going on? Check me before I wreck me. Let's do a pride check. Wellness check. Wellness check. Amen.
I've been having hip pain for the last 8 months, and I've been praying and asking God what it was, because it's severe. The whole time I was sitting in the service, I was in pain.
Tonight, you were in pain the entire service. Okay, and then what?
When you said to touch the side of your part of your body and pull the snake out, I did. On both sides, even my knees feel better because I always have stiffness in my knees. So the pain is gone from my hip. It's just gone in Jesus' name.
So when it happened when you pulled it out. As soon as you pulled it out, the pain left?
Yes, yes, yes.
And the pain is totally gone?
Totally gone.
And how long did you have that?
About close to a year.
Come on, let's give Jesus a praise. Woo! Didn't even know it was a snake, huh?
No. I thought I'd learned everything that God had for me to learn, but I learned something else tonight, and I thank God for you.
Come on, let's give God a big shout. So
great, huh? I've been in the hospital 4 times. And had 2 major surgeries. And it's just been pain after pain. And God has delivered me from cancer. But I still had the pain. Every time I get better, something else happens. So when you started talking about the Leviathan spirit and the serpents, I realized, because I kept saying to the Lord, Lord, what is this? Because every time you heal me, something else comes up. And so tonight I put my hand on my ankle, which you'll see I have a brace on it. And I put my hand on my back, which is where they took the cancer from. But tonight I can say that when we prayed, not only did I feel the snakes coming out of me, But there is no pain in my body. And I'm sure that it had to be more than one serpent. And I give God the praise.
So let's do it right now. Ready to practice? Okay, put your hands on your belly. Thank you, Lord. We're so sorry for any sin of pride that we might have in our life. We repent of pride. We repent of any thoughts that are prideful, arrogant, conceited, judgmental, critical. And in Jesus' name, we ask that you would wash us clean of the sins of pride. We repent for any prideful words we may have said to people about ourselves, about our projects and our ideas. If we've cut people off because we think what we have to say is more important, that we shut people's ideas down because we think our ideas are better, we repent for every prideful word. And we ask that you take the sin of pride out of our heart. Any prideful motives, any conceitful motives, judgmental motives, critical motives that are in our heart, we ask that you'd wash away that sin of pride with your blood. And we thank you, Lord, that you're doing it now. Okay, church, now I want you to really be sorry, because I'm sure every one of you have pride. In fact, let's ask Holy Spirit right now. Holy Spirit, will you show us specifically where we have been walking in pride? Be it where we talk to people, think about people, or interact with people. Holy Spirit, come now and show us. So I just ask Holy Spirit to show you areas of your life that you have been moving in pride. Ask Him to be brutally honest with you, because you want to get healed of everything in common with Leviathan. Can everybody say amen? All right, now, are we done? There's still a wound there. There's still a wound there. We've repented for the sin of pride, and the blood does what the blood does. It washes away the sin. But that sin made wounds. And those wounds are what are allowing Leviathan, who is the king over the children of pride, to be in your life. Amen? So now let's get those wounds healed. Amen? Put your hand on your belly or your heart. Just pray with me. Say, Jesus, now put your dunamis power on every wound that came from the sin of pride. I'm filled with dunamis power. I've been resurrected with Christ. I've been risen up to a new life in Him. I thank you that I'm filled with dunamis. It comes from the resurrection. And I decree that dunamis is healing my wounds. I'm becoming excellent of soul, and I will have nothing in me that's in common with Leviathan, who's the king over the children of pride. Every wound that came from a sin of pride is being healed right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I am excellent of soul. 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 In Jesus' name. Okay, now keep on focusing on it. Just keep on putting dunamis on your soul. Some of you should already be feeling your pain lifting. Keep going. Press into it just a little bit longer. Come on. Your soul is excellent. Just command your soul to be excellent. Cross and the resurrection heal us. The cross and the resurrection heal us.
I'm believing that you just got healed of the wounds in your soul that are in common with Leviathan. So let me make this decree over you now. I decree you are healed of the wounds that came from the sin of pride. And you have nothing in your soul that's in common with Leviathan, the king over the children of pride. So now he has no legal authority to attack you. I command the snakes and scorpions that are underneath him in his kingdom to let you go. According to Luke 10, I have the right to trample on them, so I do so now. I trample on every demonic spirit that's attacking your physical body, and I command them to loose you now in Jesus' name. Spirits, you go now in the name of Jesus, and you take pain and disease with you in Jesus' name. I said, take them with you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, check your body to see if the pain is gone. Move around a little bit. Try to do something you couldn't do before. Bend your knees, maybe move your back, raise your arms, turn your neck. I think you're going to be surprised to find that you're now pain-free.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change.
There's nothing more satisfying than reading the testimonies sent in from prisoners around the world. Like the story of the man with an injured rotator cuff that was miraculously healed in one of our meetings. Afterwards, he jumped right into a faith-based program, and by the time he was released, he was radically on fire for God. Now you can be a part of making the next miracle.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking set, Soul Crossing, Taking Your Promised Land. With your gift of $25 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Soul Crossing.
How many times have you heard a sermon declaring you were taking your promised land, but it never happened? The story in Joshua 3 proves that you need to get your soul healed in order to take possession of your promised land. In this teaching, I show you how to do it. Plus, I've included a powerful soul-soaking disc to enable you to cross your Jordan and collect your inheritance.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, I'm going to share a story with you about my husband who got attacked by Leviathan because he had pride in his life. You're going to see that this spirit can control people and cause them to act prideful and unreasonable. If you know someone like that, then you're not going to want to miss next week's show because you're going to learn how to get them healed. See you then.